For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Let's open in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We give you place. We give honour and glory to you today, Lord. We invite you to have your way, Lord, and we thank you for the presence of the Holy Ghost here with us today. We pray that we will be sensitive to the Holy Ghost and let you speak to us, Lord, and take it into our heart, the Word of God that we hear today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We're looking at the Lord Jesus took our infirmities. And so today we're going to have a healing sermon. We're going to be looking at healing scriptures. This is important because we live in a cursed world, as we know. We live in a world where there's constant attack. There's an enemy, the devil, and he uses sickness and disease. That's one of the big things that he uses. So we're going to look at healing, and the Lord Jesus took our infirmities. It's something that we have to have strong in our hearts, because God wants us well people. He wants us to be strong and not sick and not frail. He wants us to be walking in good health. So firstly, let's have a look and build up our faith by looking at Matthew 8:17. Matthew 8:17. The scripture says that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. That's talking about Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ took upon himself our infirmities and our sicknesses. So what that's saying to us is that the Lord Jesus took upon himself all of our frailties, all of our weaknesses, all of our sicknesses, all of our diseases. And that's talking about all. He took all of them, whether physical and mental, and whatever comes against us to disrupt us physically or mentally or spiritually, the Lord Jesus took it upon himself. He took it upon himself. So that means that he's got the way for us to be healed in him and to be strong in him. Because if you understand that he took our infirmities and our sicknesses, so he took that upon himself and gave us something in return. And do you know what he gave to us? He gave us his strength, because he has strength. So if he took our sicknesses and our infirmities upon himself, took it, he gave us his strength in return. So that just like he took our sin upon himself and gave us his righteousness in return, he took upon himself our infirmities and our sicknesses and gave us his strength and his health in return. So that was a transference that happened. It's important that we understand that and that we believe it, that Jesus took our infirmities and our sicknesses upon himself. And if he did that, then he has the answer. He has the way for us to not have it in our life. He took it upon himself. That's important that we have faith in understanding and believing that scripture. If we're going to walk free from sickness and free from infirmity. The Lord Jesus took it upon himself, and he has given us his strength in return. Have a look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Philippians 4, verse 13, which says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So what can you do? You can do all things through Christ. So that means that you can live in the strength of God. The Lord has strengthened you. See, Christ strengthens you. He's given you his strength. Christ, which strengtheneth me. It means that you can do everything that you need to do to stand up. And you can do everything that you need to do in spiritual warfare against the enemy. You can do everything that you need to do in resisting the devil and claiming and walking in the health and the peace that God has given you. You can do all that. You can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth you. So Jesus has given you his strength. Jesus has given you his strength.
Yes.
You can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth you. We need that strength. We need it. It is a constant battle on this planet. It is a constant battle in this world that we live in. So we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. Christ strengthens you to walk in strength, to walk in health, to walk free from oppression, which is including all sicknesses and diseases and torments. He's given you strength to do that. He's taken your frailty, he's taken your weakness, and he's given you his strength. Let's have a look in Psalm 27 and verse 14. Psalm 27 and verse 14, which says, Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So what should we do in our lives? If we want to be built up and we want to be strengthened, what do we need to do? We need to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage. That's important. The good courage is important, particularly if you're suffering from symptoms of sickness and disease. You have to be of good courage in the Lord. And that means waiting to see the manifestation of the victory that God has given you. So be of good courage in him. Wait on the Lord. Wait on him means to meditate on his scripture. Meditate on his promise and his goodness. Wait on him. Think on him. Let him minister to you and you minister to him. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage and he shall strengthen thine heart. So your strength comes from the Lord. He shall strengthen your heart. When you wait on him, wait on him, and he will strengthen your heart. So wait on the Lord. Get the strength of God in your mind and in your spirit, because strength in the heart is, we know the heart is the spirit and the soul, and that means it's your mind and your body. Your mind and your spirit are being strengthened by him. Let's go over to 1 Peter 2:24. which says, this is talking about Jesus. Again, the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. That's talking about what Jesus did, and healing is part of our redemption. Healing is part of our salvation. It's part of our redemption. Because we read that he bore our sicknesses, he bore our infirmities. He bore our sins, the scripture says. He bare our sins in his own body on the tree. That means on the cross. On the cross. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. So live in the righteousness of God, and part of that righteousness is healing. The scripture says, by whose stripes ye were healed. By whose stripes ye were healed. Ye were healed. That's what the Lord Jesus has done for us. He's made provision for us to be strong in him, to be healthy. And the scripture tells us, we know, should know this scripture. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. 1 John 2. So the scripture tells us that he wants us to be healthy. He wants us to be strong. The healing has taken place for us. That happened when Christ was sacrificed for us. So we are healed people, by whose stripes ye were healed. That's important, that we have that firmly in our hearts, the understanding of that firmly in our hearts, so that we can use it to build our faith on and use it when, as we're going in this life and coming against the enemy. This is part of our defence, is to know the scripture. So the healing has taken place when Christ was sacrificed. Let's go to Isaiah 53 in the Old Testament. Isaiah 53. Let's read verse 5. This is talking about the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53 and verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Jesus took upon him all this for us. He took upon himself our sin and our sickness and the chastisement of our peace, our iniquities, our transgressions. He was wounded for all those things. And became our substitute. Became our substitute. Taking upon himself every foul and every vile thing. Sickness and disease. Sin. Infirmity. Everything. The chastisement of our peace. So everything that would torment us. He bore it. He bore it on the cross. so that we can be free from it. And that's what the scripture says, doesn't it? That if he's made us free, we are free indeed. Because he made us free from it. Bore our sicknesses, carried our diseases, took our infirmities upon himself. Wounded for our transgressions, the chastisement of our peace, any mental torment. And that's the very real thing in this world, is that the enemy uses these things. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. The wounds that he suffered for us, he did that as our substitute. So with his stripes we are healed. With his stripes we are healed. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Mark 16. Mark 16. Let's read verses 17 and 18. The word of God says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." The Lord Jesus said this. He said this about the signs that would follow them that believe. So his followers, his disciples, them that believe, which means us. "These signs shall follow them that believe in my name." And he goes on to say the things that we will do. "They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." So that recovery process, God has put it there for us. When you have your hand, the hands of another Christian prayed, put on you, and the prayer of faith said over you, "They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." The recovery process starts when you release your faith. Release your faith. God has promised it. So our Lord is the God of recovery and restoration. "In my name," he says, "shall they," and if we read, "shall they lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." So let's not forget that. Let's not neglect that. If you need healing, ask for a fellow believer who will pray in faith over you. And you release your faith, and God will be there with his power to work his power in you. The power of God is at work when you use your faith. James 5:15. Let's read James 5:15. James 5:15 says, "And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him." That's good, isn't it? And verse 14, let's just back to 14 here. "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him." So you see there, God does not want you to be living with sickness and disease when he's provided for you restoration and health, his strength, his health, And that's what he wants for you. That's what he wants for you. So he tells us here, call, this is a God thing that God has appointed for us to do, is to call for the elders of the church so that you can be prayed over and anointed with oil in the name of the Lord. You can ask for the elders of the church to do that. And the promise is there, backing that. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. So that's God's promise there. That is the power at work there. So we have to put this into our hearts so that we have the faith to act on this. The prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord shall raise him up. This is part of our authority as Christians, is to put this into practice, this faith action. Put it into practice so that we're acting in faith and God will meet us when we act in faith. That gives him the authority and grounds to work on our behalf when we put our faith into operation. So the promise is there. The Lord shall save the sick. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. Any sins that have gotten in the way, you confess them to the Lord. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. So you confess the sins to the Lord and repent, and he will forgive you. He will forgive you so that you can have confidence to receive from him the healing that he wants you to have. So he hears and answers the prayer of faith. Let's look at 1 Samuel. Let's go to the Old Testament again in 1 Samuel. Chapter 30 and verse 6. And here we read what David did when he was very much in distress and under potential to have his life taken from him by angry Israelites. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. So what is a good and a beneficial thing for you to do is just what David did. Encourage yourself in the Lord your God. Encourage yourself in the Lord your God. And how do you do that? By reading the word and thinking on it and remembering his promises and his power and remembering that he responds to faith. And he will use his faith and bring his power into your life when you use your faith. So encourage yourself, just like David did. Encourage yourself in the Lord your God. And that's a good healing scripture, is to encourage yourself, because a tactic of the devil is to discourage you. Discourage us and keep us sight oriented in what's happening here in this physical realm. Keep us sight oriented. So we have to encourage ourselves in the Lord our God. Encourage ourselves in the Lord our God. We have to do that just like David did. Encourage ourselves in the Lord our God. That he has the power, he has the authority, he has the victory, he has all that. And if we align ourselves with him, then we're going to see the victory. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 22. Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. So that's how we can encourage ourselves in the Lord, and that's how we build up our faith as well. Attend to the words of the Lord and incline our ears unto the sayings of the Lord. Let them not depart from thine eyes. So let them not depart from our eyes. We have to keep them in the midst of our heart. Don't let the word go. Remember the word of God. Don't let the word go. Remember the word of God. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. And remember that the Lord is your strength. He will strengthen you. He will strengthen you so that you can have victory. He will give you victory. His word is health to all your flesh. His word, as the Bible tells us here, his word is life and his word is health to all your flesh. Health to all your flesh. So keep the word in the midst of your heart. It will benefit your flesh. It will benefit your flesh. Go to Isaiah chapter 35. Go Isaiah 35, go to verses 3 to verse 6. Isaiah 35, verses 3 to verse 6. And the word says, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. So what do you do if you yourself are of a fearful heart, or you see or know someone that's of a fearful heart? What should you say to them? Well, the Bible says to tell them, to tell yourself, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Say that. Remind the person, remind yourself that God will come and save you. Don't be fearful, be strong instead. Be strong. God will come and save you. He will come and save you. And that will build up the faith there. See, that's what's necessary for the rest of these things to happen. The faith will be built up, the faith will arise, and then you will see the blind with opened eyes and the deaf with opened ears. The lame person leaping as an hart and the tongue of the dumb singing, because see, in the wilderness shall waters break out. So the faith comes there, in the place where you need it. In the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert. That's the blessing of God there. It comes about through faith. So he tells us to strengthen ye the weak hands and to confirm the feeble knees. So give strength. Speak and assure of the Lord's deliverance. Because that will produce the faith that is necessary for healing. So we need to do that. We can do that to others, and we can do that for ourselves also. Remind ourselves that God will save us. And lastly, let's go to John 5, verse 4. 1 John 5, verse 4. Which says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." So, are we overcomers? Yes, we are, if we are born of God. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. We are overcomers if we are born of God. And what do we have? We have victory. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. You see, the faith is essential. The faith is the essential thing to receive from the Lord and to see the victory. Even our faith. How do we get the faith? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So encourage yourself in the Lord your God. Strengthen yourself. Strengthen your hands. Say to yourself that the Lord will come and save you. Encourage others around you that need help. Encourage each other. Be strong. This is what God expects of us. This is what God wants for us. Encourage ourselves in the Lord our God. Pray for each other. Ask for help. Ask to be prayed over. Seek help. Because the Lord will come and save us. So our faith is necessary, and if we act in faith, God gives us his strength and he gives us his victory. Praise the Lord. Let's close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us victory, Lord, for giving us faith which arises in our heart as we meditate and think on the word of God, as you have said to let them not depart from our eyes, to keep them in the midst of our heart, because they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. Thank you, Lord, for the power of God at work in our lives and the strength of God to save us. Thank you that your will is health. Jesus took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. We thank you for that.
Glory to God.